and welcome to episode 28 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. We are your hosts, as always.
I'm Ryan, I'm The Good, and then we got...
I'm The Dan, I'm Daniel, aka Dan Master of Ceremonies, and this guy...
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm The Florida Man, and I was fully expecting you to say The Dan Master Flash.
That would have been so much better.
On today's episode, we will be sharing... Today is story time. We're doing story times today. We are sharing stories about times that we were in places we absolutely should not have been. So stick around to hear some of those weird, wild, and fun stories. But before that, I do want to say this. We are stand-up comedians. The world is opening back up. We are... touring again. Ryan, where can the people see you?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what you could see me when we're filming this tomorrow, but that's not going to be helpful at all.
You're in Florida right now.
I am in Florida. Yeah.
Gross.
The land where you can get murdered by a dinosaur. Like, very cool. Very fun. But you know what? It's been fine thus far because I haven't left my hotel room. Anyway, you can find me. I'm going to be at Tempe, Arizona on the 28th of October, and then I'm going to be in D.C. November 4th through 6th doing a weekend at the D.C. Comedy Loft. Also, if you want to see my stuff digitally because you can't come out to any of those shows, I'm doing a Kickstarter right now for my special Girlfriends and Girlfriends. So if you want to see that, go get there. We're about a third of the way through raising the money. So, yeah, we'll see if we can make it. If not, everybody gets their money back, and then I'm going to have to up a dosage of something, probably. that took such a dark turn. I couldn't resist.
Wow.
Anyway,
so okay, please buddy. Help fund Ryan's thing. Okay.
So how's Florida treating you? Good.
I've been on the road. I've been on the road for 28 days in a row, and I'm not loving it. I'm just like, I'm out
Ryan's
of my
just
mind.
Just like looking out at the window, just looking at all the meth users, and is like, ugh.
Dude, I took a nap at a weird time. Like, I had bad food in Florida, and then I, like, did a half workout because I was feeling bad from the bad food. So right now, like, this is going to be a fun episode for Ryan.
How's your tummy?
Tummy's bad. Dan,
tummy, yeah.
When you got shows that aren't tummy related?
All of my shows are tummy related because I've got a good tummy. Yes, I have one show. And that is on October 31st at the Sun Trap, aka the Gay Club in Salt Lake
City.
I will have updates for you on other shows soon. But in the meantime, let's go to the man himself.
Oh, me. Hello.
Oh.
I have shows coming up. October 3rd. Yeah, tomorrow, if you're listening to this at our regularly scheduled time. October 3rd, I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities. The 4th, I'll be in Liberty Township at the Funny Bone. The 6th, I'll be in Toledo at the Funny Bone. The 7th, I'll be in Columbus at the Funny Bone. And then the third week of October, the 17th, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Improv. The 18th, I'll be in Greenville, South Carolina at the Comedy Zone. The 19th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. And the 20th, I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. And then I'll be back in California at the end of October. On the 29th, I'll be in Irvine, California at the Improv, opening for Frank Caliendo. And on the 30th, I'll be in Oxnard, California at the Levity Live, also opening for Frank Caliendo. I have more stuff coming up in after the months that follow, but you guys can just go to benbrainerd.com/shows to get all of that information or sign up for my mailing list, and then you'll get an email with stuff that I remember to send.
He'll have to up his dosage. Just remember that.
Yeah. I have to re-get my dosage. Yeah. Listen. The past, I don't know, days, I've been trying to refill my prescription of Vyvanse because ADHD is in me. And I had two prescriptions written from my psych in Florida, and I tried to get them filled in California, and a doctor was like, this is wrong. And I was like, I don't think it is. It's worked before. And he says, no, in the state of California, it has to be written by a doctor licensed in the state of California. And I was like, well, that is baloney. And so I tried to book a psych appointment, but they don't have psychiatrist offices out here that I could find. They have to go to a behavioral health treatment facility. What? It's like a BHT is what they call it. And then, yeah, and none of them were accepting new patients without a without a primary care doctor, like, recommending them. So I had to schedule a primary care doc appointment, a therapist appointment, and a psychiatrist appointment all through some third party person who was very nice to me, by the way. But the first, and this was like 2.5 weeks ago. This was like early September. I was trying to do this. And the first available appointment they had for any of that stuff was September 30th. So I have been without medicine for like over 2 weeks now. And it's been rough. Like, I've barely kept up on stuff. I've kept up on stuff, but it's barely. And, like, I just realized while Ryan was talking earlier that I forgot to get my water or use the bathroom before we started recording this. But, I'm fine.
I love that. I love that translated to as, like, I saw Ryan and he made me think moist thoughts of things I've forgotten. Like that.
No! You were talking, and I was like, well, I'm parched, and I went to go reach for the water, and the water wasn't where I thought I had put it. I could not tell you where the water is in my house right now.
Well, hopefully
there's
the sink.
A cup. There's water. But, like, my cup
there's
of water
things that dispense
is somewhere.
Water. Somewhere.
Yeah. My cup of water is somewhere, and it's, I don't know. Wow. I know where my bathroom is. I can find that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We're very happy for you in the regard.
No, we're very concerned.
I'm very concerned. I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like Dan's the only one that actually is hanging together right now. just by the intro, people are calling a 5150 on me, and they're making sure that Ben can get into his own place. Like,
yeah, it's weird when I'm the normal one on the podcast. That's all I'm going to say.
I just stopped locking my door.
You stopped locking your door?
Yeah, because I'll probably just forget my keys somewhere. So
I love that was the solution.
Oh,
I'm glad that very few people know where you live.
Yeah, I'm upset because I have jokes and I can't tell them because I'm like, I don't want people to know where I live. If I wasn't, if people didn't know who I was, I could absolutely, and I would do them. And people would be like, yeah, I know where that is. And
yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, and you're not going to find me.
We can talk details about your house. It's a very fancy house. I like it a lot.
Well, I don't know about.
It's nice.
It has a vineyard. House. And so as a gay person, I'm like, wow, a vineyard.
It has a pergola. With some grapevines that I did not plant. It is far from... And they're all dead now. It is far from a vineyard. Although the orange tree is coming in. The oranges are almost ready.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Oh, man, you can make some fire orange chicken. You get some of that and you make it into an ice sauce. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That'll make an orange icing cake.
Daniel makes crazy good orange chicken. This is just what I got from him, Daniel.
We should do the episode.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Nah, sorry, Dan. We do a cooking.
Wait, what did
episode?
You say?
Three unmedicated kids with ADHD are just gonna just so many branches of this tree. We're never gonna get back to the story.
At some point, I do want to do a cooking show.
Yes,
I'm just gonna bring it up while we're off topic. I want to do a cooking podcast.
I cook all the time.
We should do a cooking competition podcast and see how it goes.
I just made some Hawaiian shrimp and fried rice last night.
That sounds so fire. Gosh, I'm so hungry right now. Oh, and it's 11 p.m. in Florida right now. No, it's nearly midnight. So to break the illusion, that's when we're filming this right now. It's nearly midnight in Florida, and I'm just thinking, God, what's open? The curtain comes down. The Waffle House. Dude, I went to a Waffle House on my drive home from West Virginia, and they were freaking only doing takeaway. You can't take away Waffle House. That's not...
Yeah, but you're in, if I remember the city that you're in, they're open.
Oh, yeah.
They're letting you in. Yeah. They'll let you sneeze on them. That's where you're at. That's the part of Florida.
Yeah.
You're like, can I get that with a cough? Ryan. And they'd be like, absolutely you can, yeah.
Actually,
you
was coming with one anyway. Yeah.
I was going to say, you're already shaking. Like, you'll fit in exactly with all the other people.
All the tweakers, yeah.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, just somebody checks off another one of their notebook. Yep, another cocaine. Okay.
Yep, one of those guys
keeping
again.
Tabs. All right. Well, we're going to jump into story time.
Story time!
Before we forget again.
Yeah.
Today's story is brought to you by places we shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kick this one off.
Do it. Go hard.
I used to work on a food truck in Orlando. It was called 900 Degrees Pizza. It was a wonderful time. There was an actual wood-fired brick oven pizza on the food truck.
That's so cool. It was
amazing. The guys that owned it were fantastic, and it was a lot of fun. And I remember one of the times, like early on with working there, we had a lot that we would always go to in Sanford, Florida, which is just north of Orlando, if you care. And we got a call from someone that was like, "Hey, we need 50 pizzas, and we're a food truck. We're not like a food place." And so Drew, the guy who owned it, was like, "That's like all of our stock." Absolutely. Yeah, we're shutting down. We're just going to bust out these 50 pizzas and then we're good. And so he got paid over the phone, blah, blah, blah. We start cranking out pizzas, like mostly just cheeses and pepperonis.
Mm.
And then once we're done, the guy that called wasn't there. Like they didn't come. And so Drew called him back and was like, "Yo, your pizzas are done. Where are you at?" And this guy was like, "I'm in downtown Orlando right now," which was like 40 minutes away.
Mm.
It was not even kind of like close.
Yeah.
They thought that we were like down the street. For some reason, they thought our food truck was parked somewhere in downtown Orlando.
Okay.
And so Drew looks at me and goes, "Hey, you used to be a pizza delivery guy, right?"
No.
And I was like, "Yeah."
What a bad moment to go, "Yeah."
And he was like, "Do you think we could fit 50 boxes of pizza in your car?" And I was like, "I think we can try." So we did. We tried, and it fit barely. It was not it was a tight fit. It was a different car than the ones that you guys have seen. I think I was driving at the time. It was a 2007 Nissan Versa hatchback.
Yeah, you needed the hatch for that one.
Yeah, I needed the hatch. There was pizzas everywhere, dog. And so he's like, "Yo, don't come back. Like, this is your night. Like, just deliver this and then go home. You're good. I'll pay you for the full 4 hours or whatever you were supposed to work tonight." And I was like, "Cool." So I went. It starts raining, like, as soon as I get into downtown Orlando. And then I find out this is at an outdoor free concert in the Dr. Phillips, like, center front yard.
I just love that sounds like the most professional version of Dr. Phil. Like, the Dr. Phillips front yard.
The Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. It's a really nice, like, venue. Like, if you're ever in downtown Orlando, you see it and you go, "Yeah, it's beautiful." And they were having a free country concert in their garden to kick off college football season. And these people ordered 50 pizzas for the VIP section of this country concert, headlined by Brad Paisley, who I had never heard of before.
I don't know him.
Exactly.
I think I've heard of him. I don't know country music, so. Ryan?
Neither do I.
Do you know
I had
them?
No idea.
I've heard of him, but I couldn't name a song.
Isn't Paisley? Yeah, Paisley's like a pattern of material.
It's definitely a color. Yeah,
it is.
Pattern? Yeah,
I think it's a pattern. It's like a flowery.
It's like those
thing.
Like weird swirly flowery ones, right? Paisley ties.
Figuring it out right now. I love that this is what we all
knew. Yeah, I knew Ryan was going to Google.
Also, I just want to go back.
We don't know who Brad is, but we know what a Paisley design is.
It's an oriental design, apparently.
I really want to go back to the Dr. Phil joke. I've never thought of him as Dr. Philip, and it feels gross. And it feels gross to feel like his name is Dr. Philip, technically. So.
Dr. Phillips. It's an ornamental. Oh, ornamental, not oriental.
Yes, please don't say that other word.
Yeah. Is that?
Ryan stopped like right at the exact moment.
Well, okay, well, we didn't know. And I was like,
God, get off the podcast, Shane Gillis. Who do you think you are?
I read it. Oh, man.
SNL will never have you now, Ryan.
Wrong. I'm in trouble. Ornamental textile design. It's actually Persian originally. It's very pretty. Also, it's funny because you search Paisley, it says Shop Paisley, and then right after that it says see results about Brad Paisley. So
yeah, we're about to see some results from Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
And so I pull up to this concert. It's raining. Like,
it sounded oddly sexual. We're about to see some results.
Some results.
We're going to get some results from Brad Paisley.
The guy pulls up, and it's just a guy and a girl, like, way too young to be running this entire thing.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I'm way too young to be doing most of the things that I've already done, so it's totally fine. Yeah. And I stand up, and I open the car door, and it's just boxes of pizza, and they pull up on a golf cart, and they're like, can you help us bring this to the VIP section? And I was like, well, I'm off work. Why not, right? So I start helping them put boxes of pizza in the back of their golf cart. Like, we're holding stacks of it, and we start driving. They get to the VIP section. I'm bringing the boxes into the VIP section. I'm opening them to make sure that they're the right kinds of pizzas and putting them in the right order. And the woman is just like, hey, I know this was, like, really weird, so I feel like I should give you a tip, but we don't have cash or anything. So do you just want to come into the VIP section for free?
That's awesome.
Wow.
This is
Vegas sure
Fight
Brad
story
Paisley
level
fan.
Of VIP section drops. I love it.
And I was like, I have no idea who's on this concert. Of course I want to be in this VIP section. So I'm just sitting back there eating free pizza. Like, they had a bunch of goodies. Yeah. They had a bunch of goodies there, so I got some, like, they had, like, a fan that would plug into the bottom of your iPhone so you could, like, keep cool. They had, like, a port that was, like, one port was a USB, and the other side had, like, 8 tentacles on it, and some of them were, like, micro USB, some of them were, like, iPhone ports, some of them were, and so you could just charge anything you wanted. And I grabbed a handful of those, shoved them in my pockets, got a handful of the fans, put those in there. They had some other goodies that I took as well. And then I watched the whole concert, and when Brad Paisley came on, I looked at someone next to me. I was like, is that Brad? And they were like, yeah. Yeah, that's Brad Paisley. You're in the VIP section of his concert right now.
You're like, yes, like, Brad.
Oh. Yeah. That's literally, I was like, oh, yeah, that guy. I am... I'm pizza delivery boy.
I was going to say, you're going to be like, I'm definitely not a pizza guy who just got let into the VIP section for the first time, but I do like charging my phone.
And fans.
Like,
small fans.
That's the level of, like, indifference. You're like, wow, a fan that blows air and a charging cable. Who the hell is this guy?
Who's that guy?
What does he do?
Is he going to model the phone fan? Is that why he's on the stage right now? And so the concert ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ready to be done with shenanigans for the evening. So the way that they had it set up was, like, right on the stage, like, in line with the stage, there was just, like, removable fences. Like, it was just, like, a gate that you could just, like, pick up and move. And so I took, like, a headshot of Brad Paisley off the desk they had in the VIP section, and then I just moved the gate and then walked backstage, and nobody stopped me. Nobody even looked in my direction. And I just walked up, and Brad was, like, backstage, like, unplugging stuff, get, like, calming down. And I was like, hey, Brad, I work with the venue. I just delivered all the food for the venue. My sister's a huge fan. I was wondering if I could get an autograph, and I'll just be gone. And he was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I hope you're a fan, too. And I was like, you know, I didn't know who you were before this, but I loved what I just saw. It was great. And so he just signed the thing. And he handed it back to me, and I was like, thanks, Brad. And then I just walked back out through the gate that I had opened for myself, and then I closed it.
What happened?
How did that happen?
If you look like you're supposed to be somewhere, most people just assume you're supposed to be there.
Okay, but you look like a pizza boy. So yep. How much authority were you carrying in that situation?
And that's why I said I delivered all of the food to the venue.
That was...
Yes.
Was it a lie?
It was not a lie.
Or was it a lie?
It
was kind of a lie. I don't have a sister.
I didn't think you had a sister. That's where...
But... He's way more likely to sign an autograph for a girl that couldn't come to the concert.
Okay, but does that mean that you just have a headshot that's like
signed
DSL-y
Brad Paisley right now?
Oh, no. No, I sold it.
Oh, okay. as you do in Florida, right?
Yeah. What are you? Oh my gosh, you were like, I'm gonna get that cash tip, I promise. Oh my gosh, you sold it.
Wait, how much do you sell a Brad Paisley picture for?
This was years ago. It definitely wasn't for much, but I did sell it for money. Like, it was probably like $20 maybe.
Okay.
I had friends that were at the concert, but they were in like the free section of the concert. It was very easy to just be like, hey, did you want this? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I paid $20 to get into VIP for it. So if you just pay me $20, then we're even.
What if like Brad Paisley pictures, signed Brad Paisley pictures, become like Pokemon cards in like 20 years? It's like,
well, you sold your Brad Paisley picture, bro? Wow.
I love that the story behind that particular Brad Paisley picture is way better than the signed Brad Paisley picture. Like, it should be upped more because of how...
So there's more.
What?
Oh, wow.
So I went back out from behind the gate into the main VIP section, and I saw the two people that I helped carry the pizza boxes in with. They were breaking down the VIP tent, and the VIP tent was covered in tour posters, whole banners, like signs, everything, which is that said like Brad Paisley, it said like the name of the tour, that said like College Game Day, like all this like high quality like stuff.
Merch.
And I was like, did you guys need help breaking down? And they were like, not really, but if you want. And I was like, sure. And they're like, and then I go, where's this bus stuff supposed to go? And they were like, we don't really know. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it, I'll figure that out. So I started taking down, like, the big banners, the ones that were, like, tied up on the whole, like, wall. And I was like, and I just started rolling them up, and I took three of them home with me. And then I took several of, like, the big poster ones. I took, like, three of those off, and so in my closet, in my house for just months, I had, like, three giant Brad Paisley banners rolled up. Because I was like, I don't know what to do with these. I was just trying to sell them for a while. And I eventually did. They're not there anymore. But I don't remember how I got rid of them. But, yeah, I had a bunch of stuff from that concert that I just...
Chill guy.
I just love the fact that, like, if the FBI had raided your house at that point, they would have thought that they would have found the biggest Brad Paisley fan of all. Like he's going to get John Lennon by this guy. Like, I mean, like, this guy's got too much going on. Oh, my God.
If the FBI raided my house, they would have left with more questions than answers.
Right. They would have. They absolutely would have.
And that just goes for a constant. There's no, like, at one point in my life, that one would have been more Brad Paisley specific questions.
Yeah,
but if they rated me right now, they'd be like, what?
I love it.
So that's my story of the time I was in a place I really shouldn't have been. It worked out very well for me.
Yours worked out a lot better than mine did. Dan, what about you? Did yours work out well, poorly?
All you've said so far about this is it's the beach story.
That's all that we know.
I am trying to think back if I've told this story, but I think I've told you guys a story without being on the podcast. So hopefully it's not a repeat, but this is definitely a moment where we were somewhere that we were supposed to
not be. I'm not medicated. I have forgotten the story.
Okay, great. Awesome.
I don't even know who I am right now. We're fine.
What you need to know is that every now and then my family would go on vacations to Mozambique. This wasn't a regular occurrence. It was more towards like the end of my high school stuff. And it was just before my mission. Just before I went on my mission. Before I went and served for 2 years.
Yeah, another place you shouldn't have been.
Yeah, we could just talk about my whole life being like a thing where I should not have been somewhere. Like really white African, gay Mormon, like... My whole life is that situation. So
this is the Dan episode.
This is the only time that it wasn't to do with any of those aspects, I guess. Anyway, so we go to Mozambique. And what you also need to know about me is that I love waves in the ocean. Like, I love jumping in them. I am the gayest when I am in the ocean. I am a mermaid.
For sure.
I become a mermaid. I am aerial.
I thought
aerial.
For sure you meant, like, hair waves. Like, you're just like, I really love
I was sitting here like, thanks, Dan.
That too. We love that too. If you have waves, yes, you're an attractive man, in my
but
opinion.
But just one.
One single
one
wave? We don't.
One
no,
single
I don't
loopy.
Fuck with
okay.
Homer Simpson in this
nope.
house.
Okay, sure. Never mind. Yeah, no, I wasn't talking about me at all.
This is almost took a turn.
Wait, did you get your haircut yet or no?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to, yeah, but then I forgot.
I knew it was coming. I could feel that answer. I felt it in my jellies.
Anyway, so...
you're frolicking in the ocean.
Yes, we go... and what happens is that when we show up...
There's just glitter following him.
Edward Cole in the sunlight, just...
he shimmers.
Wow. I'm not joking when I say I like Ariel. I'm like... Like, I, like,
spoon.
Fully... Yeah, anyway, it's
Spoon!
Weird.
Did you shout Spoon?
Spoon! Yeah, that's like a scene from the movie, right? Where she's naming things? I'll call it a trident.
Dinglehopper. It's a fork. Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's the on-land version.
Yeah.
Where he picks up, like, seaweed and goes, Spoon!
Spoon!
Ah, love it. Anyway, so we get to the vacation spot, and there are no waves. Or at least there aren't big ones. And I was like... What the hell is this? I don't... What? Yeah. Like, this is the
worst.
Is this
about to be the plot of that movie Old that just came out?
No, oh, I wish.
I don't know what
the movie is. Like, I'm actually 8 years old. The beach aged me.
Have you ever wondered why I got TikTok famous? It's because I'm relatable. anyway.
KO'd. Absolutely KO'd.
How does a 27-year-old relate to 16-year-olds? Let me tell you. Anyway.
Pedophilia. Are we just trying to find the connection?
No.
It's been a bad week to be R. Kelly, by the way. Carry on.
Yes.
Another bad week.
Yeah, jeez, R. Kelly. The worst. Anyway, so eventually what ends up happening is we stay there for a while and we get told that if you manage to get a boat out to one of the islands out there, in the middle of the ocean, there are bigger waves. And there are, like, a whole series of, like, private islands that they have along that you can see along the shoreline. And we're like, okay, so we just have to get to one of them. So we get on this, like, random slow boat.
That feels like a lie that I would tell someone to see if they would just swim out to the middle of the ocean.
Well, anyway, so
it does.
We're
it
like,
does.
I mean, we're ignorant white
hey,
people,
did you
so
know
we're going to do it.
There's a series of secret, mystical, magical islands out in the middle of the ocean, and they have really big waves out there. You should go.
This sounds
and
like a
1700s
pirate lie. The gay within me exploded out and said, yes, let's go.
Let's go! Adventure.
So, we get in this boat, we go, it's real fun, we're having a good time. We get to the beach, it's fantastic. Everyone's like, well, we're going to stay on this side of the island that has no waves, but if you want to go to the place with waves,
losers.
It's on the other side of the island. So we're
yeah, you have to swim to these islands that nobody can see.
Yes. Well, so, now, all the adults are staying by themselves with all the younger kids, and all of us, like, teenage age people...
Sure.
Go to the other side of the island. We get to the big waves. We're like, oh, we should go in deeper. Like, we should go to where the, like, bigger waves are, essentially, which is further in the distance. And we're like, yeah, let's do that.
Now, this is one of the friends going, well, we swam out to the middle of the ocean to find islands with bigger waves. Maybe if we keep going, there will be even more islands with even bigger waves.
And there was. There was.
Oh,
anyway,
good.
So we walk far out into the distance, and we start jumping in the waves, and it's very fun. Anyway.
Okay.
Now we're, like, jumping in the waves. We're like, this is so, so great, so fantastic, blah, 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 blah. But little did we know that the tide comes in at around 4 p.m., or it was, like, 3 p.m., 4 p.m. We did not know that, so we were like, okay, well, we're just going to jump in the waves. Out of nowhere, we realize that there is suddenly... a large expanse of ocean between us and the island we're supposed to be on, and we
well,
are
just
stuck...
keep swimming, you'll find more islands.
And we are stuck on a sandbank in Mozambique, the same place where, like, great white sharks and all of those crazy kind of animals are living freely. We also...
So it's Africa's New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Basically, and essentially... At this point, now there is an entire tide, riptide, I guess. I don't know what that's called, where the channel.
Riptide,
a channel,
yeah.
A big channel has formed.
You're
between
disappointingly
us.
Very correct.
Yes. Now, I also need to specify. My sister and my brother brought friends. My brother's friend was, like, his name, he was chill, he was great. My sister's friend had broken or sprained her ankle. I can't remember. She had injured her ankle severely and was in a wrap, essentially, with her ankle.
And she was just out in the ocean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Broken?
Yep.
Anyway. Oh, women. So. Listen, I get why you hate them now, right?
Wait, what? Can I be honest? I heard Ben say women, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Oh. I started to sweat immediately. I was like, ah!
Ryan's like, I know it's coming.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
just more proof that I'm afraid of women. I just heard the word women in a derogatory term, and I was like, I can't get blamed for this. And I nearly ran off the podcast.
And then immediately got blamed for it.
Right? That's
the
how it
episode
goes.
Where Ryan gets canceled. Yay.
Fine. Again. Dan, how old were you at this point?
I was 18. I had just turned 19.
Okay, so you're 19, and you hadn't gone to Utah yet, so you didn't have the power of the Lord on your side.
I had not been blessed with it yet. That was in a few weeks. I was a few weeks away from that at that point.
I mean, okay. You're still Mormon.
Almost. But I had gone to Utah. I had gone to Utah. But I had not repented of some gay stuff I did. Well, so Satan.
Yeah.
Satan was still with me.
That weight is really the going to be the thing that drags
and that's
you
why,
down.
Yeah, that's why the ocean just was like, we're going to gobble you up. Fun Mormon fact. Mormons believe that Satan has control over the oceans. And that's why, as missionaries, you're told not to swim in swimming pools because apparently...
Because those are ocean.
That's ocean. He has control over the waters.
Wait, so Satan, just to clarify, is Poseidon.
Yes. Basically, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just making sure that sounds
so,
the way it did everyone else.
The law, you know, maybe you're converting me back to Mormonism. I'm like, maybe it's correct. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, anyway. No, whatever I'm saying, don't believe me. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now where I'm like, okay, well, we have to swim through this channel. My brother is like 13.
Yeah, you do.
I'm 19. And,
he's backstroke.
Well, I think he's 14, actually. And then my sister's 16. Anyway, we're all decent swimmers, but we're not fantastic swimmers.
But you
right?
can't Pete Poseidon, you know? Yes. I mean, he controls the water.
Do you want to try that sentence again, Ryan?
No, Poseidon. Poseidon is my
Poseidon's
new favorite thing.
Yeah, Poseidon's good.
I love this exists.
So my plan, my initial goal, is I tell everyone starts swimming. I'm gonna shove my sister's friend. I was like, I'm going to shove you to the bank. So that we can at least get
you
and like walk.
I thought you were sacrificing her.
Like, no, I was never. No, I would never do that.
The ocean's chasing us. Push her down so the ocean gets her, and you guys can get away
quickly.
You see all the waves tackle her. Just like,
if there's a great
wave,
don't get her.
You see a wave pop up and just go, bro, I'm big.
what are you doing? What? Anyway, so I start just shoving her. We're swimming, and I was like, you just need to use your arms. Don't use your bad leg, but I will just like get behind you and shove you. So I shove her. Shove, 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 shove. Managed to get her to the sandbank where like she can kind of start walking again the thing. But again, she's on a bad foot. Anyway, I turn back and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get my brother and sister. At this point, my brother's friend, who's like a water polo player, he's just kind of doing his own thing. And I was like, he's going to
He's just having fun. He hasn't even noticed yet. He's just like, la da da, la da da.
He's just looking for the ball.
Me beside my friend.
I think he just was like, I'm not going to die with these people. And he left us. So the one good swimmer out of the whole group was just like, you know what? I'm 14. I still have time to live. Anyway, so I start getting behind my brother and sister. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. So they start swimming and I start pushing. And we'll swim. I swim.
Were you touching the bottom?
No, there's no bottom to touch. The riptide has come in, or the tide has come in and has created a full channel that goes, oh, I didn't even preface this. There's a giant tide that goes straight into a giant, giant thing of rocks. So this tide has just formed and it goes in between the two islands and just shoves you straight into a rock. So that was why we were trying to swim through the channel. If we did
How
not.
How are you shoving?
So what I'd do is I'd swim.
Yes,
swim,
I
swim,
understand swim, the mechanics of it, Ryan.
And then
I
get,
but he's not touching the ground.
I'd get behind.
I quietly just did this, and I was like, "No, you idiot!"
Well, that's actually a good point, though. I didn't shove with my hands. I actually shoved with my feet. So I went behind them. I'd swim.
Yeah, Ryan, you big them, dumb dummy. It's like you've never been stuck in a riptide in Mozambique before.
Bend and then just kick them, basically.
You were a mule kicking them in the middle of the ocean.
Basically, yes, yeah.
To save them.
To try and save them, yeah. And okay. I don't know if that helped. I have no idea. I think it did. I'd like to believe it did. As I'm doing this, though, what do I see out of the corner of my eye? I turn around, and there's my sister's friend swimming behind us. Now, remember, I dropped her off at the bank over there. How did she get behind me? Well, turns out she had gotten sucked back into the tide as she was trying to walk with her bad foot and ended up in the tide again. So now I am shoving, I am kicking three people through a channel.
And you only have 2 feet.
And now, well, but also, I should also preface, no, I mean, at least me, and I don't know if they appreciate this, but my siblings, we're not fit people. We're like decently fit, but we're not like fit. We're not like swim through a tide for like 30 minutes fit, right?
Don't worry, I don't
so
think
my brother starts
are
getting tired here. I mean, he's I'm only not 14. He is like tired. So he's like, I'm getting tired. And I was like, we have to keep swimming. Like, we got to keep going. And so we're just trying to get to that
keep
point.
Swimming or start dying.
Like, yes, exactly. No, that's the whole thing. And so we're just trying
just
to kick and kick.
Just keep swimming. Just keep. Anyway. No, don't look down. Just keep swimming.
At that point, finally, we make it to this like bank. And you know in like movies where people are tired and they like walk onto the beach and fall like flat on their face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did that exact thing. It was like, we've overcome. Also, I lost my favorite shirt. I just want to specify that too. I lost my favorite t-shirt.
How?
And I
hate
that.
Happen.
The tide came in just as we were doing it. And so it took my shirt that I had left. We had left it on the beach. We left it high up on the beach because we were like, we'll leave it here. The tide had already come in and taken my shirt. So I was like, well, that's lost to the... Poseidon got it.
Dang it, Poseidon.
He got my favorite shirt. He was like, you're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to take your favorite t-shirt.
Did anybody notice?
Can Poseidon be our first merch? Can it just be an animated like thing where it's the devil but Poseidon? And he's playing the trident like a fiddle. So it's like devil went down to the water, essentially.
To Mozambique.
To Mozambique.
He's looking for an ocean to swirl.
Specifically
ocean
to
swirl.
Mozambique.
Yeah!
I just want it to be like a cheeky-looking Poseidon, and then someone going, dang it, Poseidon!
Dang it,
darn you, Poseidon!
I don't like this. Anyway, that's my story about being in a place that I did not belong.
Did anybody notice that you guys were gone in a channel for 30 minutes?
No, we all came back completely exhausted, and they're like, where were you guys? And we were like, oh, you know,
just playing.
Fighting for Satan.
I'm sorry, did the polo player not get help?
No. He actually, weirdly enough, the tide came in so fast that he only got to the beach maybe like 2 minutes before we did. So, yeah, that's how like we were dealing with it all. So,
I feel like 2 minutes.
I do want to preface that because I don't want to like mess up the story. I think he was trying to do that. I think he was trying to help by like, he was like, I'm the strongest swimmer. I'm going to go get help. And we were like, okay, dope. But in the meantime, we just swam and then ended up all coming onto the beach at the same time. Walking.
Dan
should
have played water polo is what I take away from the story. Anybody else?
I did, actually. That's another story for another time. Yeah, I played water polo.
Remember that time Dan told us about how he was really good at rugby when he gets mad?
Yes. Yep.
That never happened with water polo. Nope.
Just having too much fun in water polo.
Can I tell you what they do in water polo real quick? They rip off Speedos. So you had to wear 2 Speedos in water polo because people grow out their nails, their toenails, and rip Speedos off with their toes. And that, to me, was like, that's a little too sexy for my taste. So
everything
like,
about that is gross. We're gonna use some enlarged toenails like a freaking bird of prey, like an emu, and just rip some stuff off.
I don't want to play water polo. I've never wanted to play it, but I know I really don't want to play water polo.
Yeah, I don't want to ostrich fight someone. No, thank you.
Yeah, I did that for a little while, but then I went to basketball because, like, you know, MBA. I thought that was my goal at the time. Anyway, Ryan, when have you been in a situation where you
Before Ryan tells the story, I do want to preface this by saying the whole reason we're doing this story time is because someone wrote into the podcast, said, Ryan, you've mentioned this a few times, but can you please tell us a story about the time you got tackled in a government building?
Specifically, Fort Meade, Maryland. NSA's headquarters.
Great.
I'm
immediately intrigued.
So here's the thing. I was a young lad, and at 16, I was being recruited by the government, which was a weird start.
What?
Oh, I don't
know.
I never told you that? Oh, yeah, no. So I got put into a program that essentially, like, I'd signed up to do, like, a law thing, but they put me in a national security thing that I didn't ask to be in. And I got signed up for it, and then all of a sudden, which was a very weird thing.
What if Ryan is actually a sleeper cell, and that's where the sleep sprinting happens? He just, like, the training didn't take full hold, so he still knows when he's on missions, but he can't, like, do anything about it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, he thinks he's like, oh my gosh, I just wake up in these places, and I've done the mission.
Yeah, and the shaking is how he knows when he's actually awake.
That's when I'm activating. I'm just.
I got another mission tonight, guys.
Time to go, boys. So that was a wild thing. I think
Subconsciously, his unconscious mind is like, I don't want to do these missions anymore. I've been killing people all the time, and I can't do this. The morality is just his subject. So that's why he's developed insomnia, because his unconscious mind is like, no more missions.
No more missions. No more murder.
He's just a winter soldier, basically. technically makes us Falcon and Captain America, Ben. So we have to figure out which one we are.
Well, you guys have called me Captain America several times before.
That's fine. True.
Based on my army stories.
And Dan, I'd love to see you flying around. I think that would make me very happy. I just...
Yeah!
Exactly! It wouldn't be aggressive at all. It would be amazing. I was being recruited kind of young, and I got into a... I went to this program. This all sounds really sketchy. It was really fun. Where I did... I did red team with like 100 other kids that were my age. We got taken to American University, and then we went into places like the Pentagon and the NSA, and we got briefed by like deputy directors of the FBI or like people in the CIA and things like that. And it was cool because what they were doing is they were testing us to see how we handled like certain situations and things like that. So they took us to different places and tested our like physical prowess, intellectual prowess, and then like how we'd handle things like red teaming, which red teaming is just they give you doomsday situations and then they have fix it.
I thought it was going to be like a Matrix.
So at one point we're going to the NSA, which is Fort Meade, Maryland. We get on a bus, and I'm sitting on the bus, and we're having a good time. And as we're on the bus, sitting on a bus, but here's the thing: we get to like the NSA's headquarters, and there are like three checkpoints of guys with actual assault rifles that are like, "Hey, you guys aren't coming here to do like crazy things, are you?" And I'm like, "No." Our bathroom door broke. It was broken on the bus, and so like they had to like fully do like a search of it to make sure that we weren't like smuggling people or things in. It was crazy, and then we get off the bus, and I'm like, I'm 16, you know what I mean? Like I just learned how to drive. And so this is all very intense for someone that is, going to be a junior.
You also have to remember, some of their visitors are people like me.
That's true. That's true. Chaotic.
People very that kind. Aren't on their we vibrance. Had,
by the way, I'd like to point out, like, I was put with a group of 100 people, and some of us, like had a lot of chaos. Like my chaos is normally all accidental. But, like,
If I could do this and know that I wouldn't get caught, I would absolutely bring cherry bombs into the secret NSA building in Fort Meade, Maryland, and drop them into toilets.
Oh.
What's a cherry bomb?
Just like a little firework that just...
Okay. Boop.
Just know that it would be bad. It would be very bad. But we get in, we go through metal detectors and things like that. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a cool building. Just to give it like a level of security that they're operating with is, first off, we're all getting screened like really intensely. When we're in there, the building doesn't have really windows. It's got like things over windows, and it runs radio waves through it so that you can't use Bluetooth to like hack through the building. Like it's one of the most secure buildings on planet Earth.
Absolutely.
We're inside and we're getting briefed by the cybersecurity director of the NSA. We're sitting in this nice like conference hall and we're all getting briefed and I'm just like still just having a good time. And then we are taken out of this room to go work on our red teaming stuff with this new information that we've been given by the cybersecurity director. And so we were like, cool. He was a super cool guy, by the way. I just like to point out, he's just very nice. And then we're walking through this hallway, and just to give you an idea of like this hallway, it was all white hallway, white doors, keypads on it, no labels on any of the doors. At one point, I did see one of the doors open, and it looked exactly like from the movies, like a Jason Bourne like breakdown room, where it's just like, wow, this is really where it all happens. And we're walking through this hallway, and we've got armed guards with us. And I see a drinking fountain in this hallway. And I think, well, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go get a drink. And that...
Well, there's your first mistake. This is like your fourth.
Fourth to eighth mistake, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And so I see this, and I go... Oh, I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a drink. And so I go to get a drink, and I step out of line, and this is what the U.S. government considers a sudden movement.
Stepping out of line.
Yeah. And so that, when I'm going for
the
drink.
You quite literally,
sir, you have stepped out of line.
You are out of line.
And you're like, and you went, yeah, I'm thirsty. And they went, thirsty for some tackles?
The volume on this bus is astronomical.
What I remember happening next was just being subdued. Like, I was just all of a sudden subdued, and I remember hearing the guy go, what do you think you're doing? And I, from the ground, just went, apparently not getting a drink, because I was still, like, spicy.
What I'd give to be subdued.
Dan, do you want to break into the NSA building?
Yeah.
For legal purposes.
Wow.
And this is a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, they really do that to you. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Notes. I love Dan's notes. Just stepping out of line, like throwing his hands up.
Oops, I guess I'm going to go get a drink of water.
And they just go, hey, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my luck. They're like, dude, we don't want to do that. He doesn't look like a threat. He doesn't look threatening.
By the way, at that point, he goes, not in this hallway, you're not. And so apparently it was like a super intense hallway. And I go,
but in this hallway, you can't.
Not in this hallway, you're not. And I go, well, then why is it there? Which is a fair question.
Yes.
Yep.
And so I'm then picked up and I'm thrown back in line. And a couple of funny things happened about that. We went to go red team. And after that, and they were like, everyone around me in there was like, you idiot. And I was like, I'm so I'm dumb. And
but
then
did it hurt?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got tackled to a floor.
That's what I was going
to
ask. You didn't make it sound painful. You made it sound real nice.
I just want to point out. One of two things just happened there in regards to the military personnel that tackled you. Mm-hmm. Either one, you were absolutely allowed to drink from that fountain, but he could not look like he was wrong. He, at no point in his brain, was his brain like, yeah, admit you just tackled a 16-year-old for no reason. And so he came up with the coolest line he could to make sure he was on top of that situation, which was, not in this hallway, you're not.
To be fair, it was the coolest line he could have come up with. And I will say this, something that might increase the... They had put us in single-file line with guards stretched all the way back with us. It was probably like guards for every like 10 kids and so or like sure. Two guards for every 10 kids. So it was one of those things where, and they definitely made it pretty clear, like when you're in the NSA, do not step out of line. And I don't know why I was just,
I think your brain was like, yeah, metaphorically, duh.
Yeah, obviously.
Clearly. Well, I'm R. Kelly.
What's two, Ben? What's two?
Two. And this is way more likely of a scenario for military personnel. Two is that he did some dumb shit and was being punished and therefore was put on hallway water fountain monitor duty. And because he did something stupid, his CO was like, hey, Jenkins, protect this water fountain with your life. And that was literally like, you gave him purpose.
You know what? That's all I'm looking to do for people. That's really it.
Like, I have a third scenario. He was a trainee who didn't know the policies and tackled a 16-year-old, and that's why he had to come up with his excuse.
I've got two funny outcomes that also came out of this.
There's no trainees.
No.
There would be no train. No, he's out of training if he's there.
Not the NSA. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well then.
He's been through several trainings.
It's his first day in the White House.
I'll allow that one.
First day in the White House in 4 minutes. You know what? Fair. Two funny things happened about this. So first off, we were going to the Pentagon later.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they sent a message to the Pentagon to watch me specifically, but what it's I can tell you is that there was a guard who was very close to me the entire time we were at the Pentagon. And I was like, and I started a really good conversation with him. And
I just thought of a really bad joke.
What? Go for it.
Oh, no, no. Please tell it.
I don't even know if it's good. They like are over the phone and they're like, R. Kelly is looking for water. I repeat, R. Kelly is looking for water. Do not let him have water. Do not give him water.
Do not.
He's going to do bad things if you give him water.
And the guys on the other side are like, is water code name for a child?
But yeah, anyway. So that happened. But here's the thing. What year I was there? I was there in 2012. Do you guys know who else was there in 2012, specifically at the NSA?
No.
Edward freaking Snowden, and they tackled me. Are you kidding me? There was a threat against the government in the building, and it wasn't me. And they tackled me.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He was doing better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have brought you and me up to Edward Snowden and been like, we found two troublemakers in the building. And he's like, ah.
What do you think, Eddie?
He's
losers.
Like, that's so good. Hold this Rubik's Cube.
Edward Snowden's like, maybe one day, fellas. You'll get there.
Maybe you'll get there. But yeah, that was the story of the time that I got tackled inside the NSA and Edward Snowden didn't. And that's not fair. That's super not fair.
Oh, man. You have the best luck. And by the best luck, I mean the worst luck. You have the worst luck.
He has it. He has that.
I found it. I caught it. I've got it.
I've got it.
I've got it.
We were going to do something next week. I forget what we said we were going to do.
Is next week a
history
video?
Did I write it down? Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Next week is a history episode. Do you know what you're going to do for next week?
You guys know I do, but I don't want to spoil it.
Which means he doesn't know.
Tease it. Oh, I'll tease it. It's history related.
All right.
He's got a history lesson.
It's history.
He knows that.
He's
going
to have to learn the history lesson first, I guess.
At some point, I actually do want to do a history on the Earl of Sandwich, the guy that invented the sandwich, because I just love sandwiches.
Yes, I love it. I love sandwiches.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. So that is episode for today, guys. If you want to tune in next week and learn about the eccentric history of the sandwich, by all means, we'll be here same time, same place
I'll
on Saturday.
I'll probably do something else, but I might do sandwiches. I might do a side note of sandwiches.
Yeah. I don't like how you're teasing the Earl of Sandwich right now.
The sandwich.
I love that guy. He's changed my life. Okay. I love that guy.
I don't know why the Earl of Sandwich keeps making me think of the Earl of Lemon Grab.
Oh, by the way, you can find Lemon Grab? That sounds like the Battle of Lemon Grab. It's just a pastry themed version
Leningrad?
Of Lemon
Grab. Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. He's the guy he's the screaming lemon from Adventure Time.
Oh!
The Earl of Lemon Grab.
Totally. Okay. Oh, by the way, all my stuff's youthpastorryan.com. Dan?
All of my stuff is Dan Bam Bam, except Snapchat, which is
Dan underscore Yololo.
Benjathan.
You can find all of my stuff at benbrainerd.com. It's spelled brain, A-R-D. If you can't figure that out, try using yours. I have all my links. If you want to get my stuff early, you can head on over to my Patreon. You get your name in the credits at $25, but you get early access and Italian hands if you pay anything lower than that. You can find all of the information for the podcast at gdfmpodcast.com. That has all of our links to apps that you can listen to the podcast on, as well as a link to our Patreon. The podcast has a Patreon, so if you want to support us with your money, we will gladly accept it. You, in return, get access to all of the episodes a day early. So instead of having to wait for Saturday to drop, you get to get them on Friday, and you get the benefit of financial support. I can't do both of these things. I can't speak words and hands dance. If you're just listening to the podcast, just go on YouTube really quick, watch this, and just get to the very end. I have no idea what happened.
We were all unmedicated.
That's it. That's all. That's the entire episode. Thank you so much for sticking around. We hope we said a little something here or there that made you want to stick around and watch us next week. Tune in next week. The good, the Dan, the Florida Man, signing out. Bye.
Bye. Bye.